Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. We saw in the previous Mishnah that multiple people are not kosher, they're not valid to be a shliach, to be a messenger and deliver a get. We saw the halacha is that a chayrish, a shaitan, a katan, somebody that's a deaf mute, someone that's not 100% in control of their mental capacities, a katan, someone under bar mitzvah, all these people are disqualified from being a shliach. So the Mishnah says like this. Kibel HaKatan, let's say the Katan got to get, a child under the age of Bar Mitzvah got to get from the husband to bring it to his wife, to be a Shliach to bring it. V'higdil, and in the interim, before he gave it to the wife, he became a Gadol, he became Bar Mitzvah. Cheresh v'nispakeach. Or you had a deaf mute, and he accepted to give the get to the woman. And v'nispakeach, he was healed. Suma v'nispakeach, similarly a blind person. And he was healed, he was able to see. Shoyta v'nishtap, a person who was not 100% mentally, and they had a recovery. Nachiv v'nisgayer, a non-Jewish person, and they converted. Pasul, in all these cases, they're disqualified from giving the get to the woman, because when they accepted the get from the husband, they were not considered a kosher, they were not considered a valid shliach to deliver the get. However, says the Mishnah, l'pikeach v'nischarish, let's say you had a healthy person, then the person became a deaf mute, v'chazav v'nispakeach, and then they were healed. So that means when they got the get, they were okay. And when they gave the get over, they were okay. Or piteach v'nistama. You had a regular person who's able to see, becomes blind. V'chazar v'nitpateach. And then he becomes a person who's able to see. Shafoi v'nishtata. Or you had a person who was healthy mentally. Then he became mentally incompetent. V'chazar v'nishtapa. And then he became mentally competent. Kasher in all these cases. Because the initial appointment was when he was okay, and the deliverance of the get was when he was okay. Zeh klal, the Mishnah explains, this is the rule of thumb. Kasher tchilasei v'seifei bedas. Whenever you have the beginning, that means when the husband gives it to the fellow, he was bedas, he was considered in control of his mental capacities. And then when he gave it over at the seif, at the end, he was considered in control. Kasher, the get is kasher. However, should point out that while the Mishnah kind of says everything in one brushstroke, Gemara teaches us it's not 100% like that. And the Gemara says if you have a piteach, which is a person who's able to see, v'nistama, and then he becomes blind, even if he was not healed. He's still blind, he's kosher, because he's able to say, b'fanei nechtam, I saw it written, I saw it signed. And the Mishnah just kind of dragged it along with the rest of the case, but this case happens to be a bit different than the rest. Let's see Mishnah Zayin, let's see Mishnah 7. Just a brief introduction. The Mishnah teaches us in Maseches Yevamos, all the way in the 15th parak, that akol ne'emonin l'ha'ida. That means to say, anyone is believed to say testimony about a woman that her husband passed away. Because if not, she's an aguna, she's a woman that can't get married. And halachas, even though ordinarily we need two male witnesses to ascertain a fact. However, in this situation, even a woman, even one aide, even one witness is believed to testify that the man passed away. However, the Mishnah says that there's five exceptions, five women that are not believed, even in this situation, to permit a woman to get remarried. Who are they? Chamoisa, the mother-in-law, Bas Chamoisa. We'll see all these cases. Those cases, these five women, because often they have a certain hatred towards the woman herself, so we're scared maybe they're just trying to mess her up, and they're trying to say that her husband died. He really didn't. And now when the husband comes back, she's going to be prohibited to her husband because she'll have committed adultery. Therefore, they're not believed. So Mishnah says, Afan Nashim, even these women, She'enet emanus lemara beispala, that don't normally have an emanus, they don't have belief and credibility to say that a woman's husband died. Ne'emanus lahavi yaskita, they're still believed to say that, to bring the woman's get. Who are these five women? So Mishnah says chamaisa, that means to say her mother-in-law. Obas chamaisa, her husband's sister. Ve'etzarasa, her co-wife. Ve'yavimta, and the woman that would technically fall to Yibim if her husband passed away. Remember, Yibim is that if a fellow dies and he has no children, then his wife has a mitzvah to marry his brother if they would like to. So this is talking about the wife of the brother of her husband. Obas Bala, as well as the wife, the daughter of her husband from a different woman. Says Marmaben get Lamisa. So what's the difference? Why is it that when it comes to get these five, I believe, but not comes to death or not, to testify that he died? Shaksav Maichias is a Mishnah, because the get itself, the fact that it's written, is a proof, and it's not just the actual get. Concludes the Mishnah, Isha Atzma Viaskit, a woman herself could bring a get. She has to say, however, it was written that it was signed in front of me. The Gemara explains that we're talking about a situation where the husband gave a get to his wife. that was written and it was signed in front of her, and he made the following conditions, that she should be a shliach lailacha, she should be the one to bring it to the Bezdin, to the court, Jewish court in her town, and there she should say, b'fanei nechtam was written and it was signed in front of me, and then the Bezdin will appoint the shliach and give the get for Gerushin, and in that situation, the Mishnah, it actually works, wishing you a beautiful day and an amazing upcoming week.